The harms of vaping. Vaping is often marketed as a cleaner alternative to smoking, but growing evidence shows that e-cigarettes can damage the lungs, heart, blood vessels, and developing brain, particularly in adolescents and young adults. While some adults use vaping as a smoking cessation tool, vaping is not harmless, and long-term health effects are still emerging, and the flavored ones are more addictive. On May 8, 2026, the FDA approved fruit-flavored e-cigarettes for adult use for the first time. This decision threatens the progress our nation has achieved in reducing youth e-cigarette use. It contradicts the vast amount of scientific data, the positions of the CDC, American Heart Association, the World Health Organization, and the FDA's own repeated conclusions that vaping, and especially flavors, pose a serious risk to children. Major health risks. 1. Lung injury and respiratory disease. Vaping aerosols contain ultra-fine particles, volatile organic compounds, heavy metals, and chemical flavorings that can injure lung tissue. A severe vaping-associated illness known as EVALI caused thousands of hospitalizations in the United States. Symptoms included shortness of breath, chest pain, cough, fever, respiratory failure, collapsed lungs. Even beyond EVALI, studies show vaping may worsen asthma, chronic bronchitis symptoms, airway inflammation, reduced lung function. Research has linked certain flavoring chemicals such as diacetyl to bronchiolar injury, sometimes called popcorn lung. 2. Nicotine addiction and brain effects. Most vaping products contain nicotine, a highly addictive substance, and the industry has engineered ways to deliver more of it. Some popular vapes can have the nicotine of 600 cigarettes. A can of pouches can have 2 times the nicotine of a pack of cigarettes. The goal is the same: rapid addiction. In adolescents and young adults, nicotine exposure may affect attention. Nicotine interferes with your brain's ability to pay attention and increases learning difficulties. Learning, memory, depression, and anxiety. Nicotine can deepen depression and amplify anxiety. It may seem like your vape or pouch brings relief, but it's really just the pausing of withdrawal symptoms. Mood regulation. Nicotine can rewire your brain's reward system, which can increase mood swings and make you feel super ragey between uses. Impulse control. The adolescent brain continues developing into the mid-20s, making youth especially vulnerable to addiction. 3. Cardiovascular harm. Nicotine and aerosol chemicals may increase heart rate and blood pressure, damage blood vessels, promote oxidative stress and inflammation, increase risk factors for heart disease. Emerging evidence suggests vaping can impair endothelial function similarly to traditional cigarette smoking. 4. Toxic chemical exposure. Vape aerosols may contain formaldehyde, acetaldehyde, acrolein, heavy metals such as nickel, lead, and tin, and fine particulate matter. Heating coils and high-temperature aerosolization can generate toxic degradation products. 5. Poisoning and accidental exposure. Liquid nicotine can be dangerous if swallowed or absorbed through the skin, especially in children. Accidental poisoning cases involving vape liquids have increased with widespread e-cigarette use. 6. Gateway concerns in youth. Multiple observational studies have found that adolescents who vape are more likely later to experiment with combustible cigarettes or other nicotine products, though causation remains debated. What major health organizations say? Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC warns that no youth should use e-cigarettes and that pregnant women and non-smokers should avoid vaping. American Heart Association. The AHA states that e-cigarettes are not risk-free and raise concerns about cardiovascular and pulmonary toxicity. World Health Organization. WHO has stated that e-cigarettes are harmful to health and are not safe. Myocardial infarction is increased by 53%. Heart failure is increased by 19%. Asthma is increased by 39%. Cancer indicators, DNA damage, and epigenetic changes detected. policy statement. Given rising evidence of pulmonary, cardiovascular, neurological, and addiction-related harms, especially among youth, public health policy should prioritize prevention of adolescent nicotine exposure, transparent labeling of vaping products, tighter regulation of flavorings and marketing practices, and continued long-term safety research on e-cigarettes. Healthcare services funded by the federal government, your tax dollars, amount to 27%, the most costly of the entire federal budget. Let's not add to it.